Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
And we have a great show for you on this Thanksgiving Eve. Woo-hoo! 3 hours of fun, entertainment, enlightenment, information, inspiration, all of that and more with the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, let me welcome
how
my
do you
partner,
spell that?
Rob Parker.
Eva.
EVA, EVA, HOWEVA.
All right.
However, you didn't learn that at PS97?
PS116, PS50.
Those were your schools. How do you engender school spirit when your school is named PS50?
What? You know when these kids go to school in New York, Chris? You can't name every school.
Why
There's not enough names.
Oh, stop it.
We would have like the Christopher Broussard School.
Fine.
That's how many that we would have
cool
run out of.
That.
We would have run out of names that we'd have to name stuff
you
after.
Got enough names.
After people like you. Come
you
on,
got
man.
Plenty of names.
Man,
is there a Harriet Tubman Elementary School in New York?
I'm sure there is.
I don't know. I mean, hopefully.
I mean,
but
my
I don't
school
sure.
PS15 that I went to, Chris, was the Jackie Robinson School. It had a name.
Was it the Jackie Robinson School or was it PS15?
It was PS15, the Jackie Robinson school.
Named it the Jackie Robinson school.
No, that one was named after him.
The Jackie. Okay, then why are you calling it PS15?
It was PS15, the Jackie Robinson school. So we knew where it was. Yeah. It's like, what do you want?
You knew what number school you were. Okay,
exactly. Yeah. What school you go to? PS15. All right, that's the Jackie Robinson school. Hey,
I'd much rather say
that. Are you ready for Thanksgiving? Everything good? You ready to
I am ready, man. Yes, my wife and daughter are cooking as we speak. Yes.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Is your wife a good cook? I don't know.
My wife is a great cook.
Really?
My wife is a tremendous cook. Yes, she really is. I'm blessed in that regard.
That's what I asked my mom, like, how did my mom and dad get together? You know, like, what was
yep.
it? And she said, he loved my potato salad. I said, well, that's what it is. I said, is that what you call it? I mean, like, I don't.
Oh, gosh. Well, I just said to my daughter, wow. who's 23, potato I said, look, because she's kind of, I told her, you need to learn how to cook.
That's how you get to a man's heart, Chris.
Right. I told her, I said, look, I know it's not politically correct
right.
nowadays and all that, but they used to say, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And I say that. And my wife said, look, make sure you get a husband who can cook.
Right.
I said, hold on. I can throw down on some pancakes.
Hey.
Eggs. I can cook breakfast. That's what I can cook. I stop at breakfast, but I can cook breakfast.
But food is an important part. I think what's missing, like I don't know, since I've been divorced or whatever, like maybe it's me or the women I'm running into. I never get invited for, like, a meal. It's like to go out to eat, but they don't cook. Like, I haven't run into women who would
well,
be like...
Well, it's because the only women you're interested in dating are, like, 27.
Okay.
I mean, I bet you if there's some women... Now, I'm not even going to say women your age.
Yeah,
but women
that,
right. within, like, the atmosphere
within
of your
20?
Age. Right. I mean, I bet you some of them would cook. I bet you a woman 40-ish...
Would cook a
would
meal
invite
for me?
You over to cook, yes.
And all the 27 and 30-year-olds, they just want to go out to eat.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. And they might not be able to cook anyway.
Right. Now, they could cook,
see, you
but
think
I mean,
you
they
Mr.
can't make
Slick.
A good meal.
You That's think you Mr. Slick by, you know, ignoring the more mature women.
I'm
but
not ignoring mature
you're missing
mature
out
women.
On some things. The right. girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk right. to a woman
because
her mind is so steady.
We
so
got
here
a
we
lot
go.
To do. Okay, please. Who made that song?
You know that. That's Carrie. I ain't even going. Right, I'm not even going right. to let you get me with my own joke.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan
Alex.
On the ones and twos.
Rob, I have bad news for you.
What's that?
So I switched talent agencies, and I'm on the CB and Rob G plan. I have Thursday and Friday off.
What?
I'm sorry, Rob Parker.
No, you do not.
I know.
Congratulations,
Thank you,
Alex.
Alex.
Yes.
Please tell me that's
you
not true.
You know what? Rob is Rob, feeling really bad right now.
What?
Rob,
I'm
I'll just
off.
Rob, I'll say
Rob
this.
G's off. Alex is off. Like,
Steve might even be off. No, I'm just kidding about Steve.
Might be off.
Steve
if
will
Steve
be here.
If Steve DeSager's off, I'm quitting. Okay?
Steve said he'll be here. Rob, if I can defend myself, we had somebody, the great Sam Kinsley, he really needed some hours, and I said, you know what, my guy, I never take holidays off, but for you, I'll take a time off.
That is unbelievable. I can't believe I'm the only one that's going to hold down the Odd Couple on a holiday.
I'm sorry, Rob.
So here's what I want to know, okay. Alex. What are you going to do for Thanksgiving? Like, what do you do on
You really want me to tell
yeah,
you, CB?
I really want to hear.
I'm going to go make myself a tofurkey, make some great yams, some green beans, some sweet potatoes, some stuffing. Oh, I'll eat like a king.
Really?
Can't wait. Oh, I'll send you a picture.
Is it going to have taste?
Oh, it's going to have more than taste. All right, CB, you okay. stop that.
No, I mean, you've given me nothing that has taste.
That was one
and it's
smoothie.
It's good for me. I feel good.
CB is one
I'm like,
smoothie.
Yes, I just ate like some whatever it was.
It'll be delicious.
It tasted
CB.
Like cardboard, but it was good for me.
CB, how about
but
this?
It just, yeah.
When I blow up, I'm going to make you an actual dinner, and then you can tell me, all right?
All right. All right. Cool. Next right. time I'm out there, we'll do it.
I got you.
All right. Who's on the updates tonight?
We DeSager.
Got Steve DeSager. Okay, let's get to it, Rob. We've deep into the segment already.
It's
but
the
JJ
holiday season.
Redick,
I get it. Go ahead.
Yes, JJ Redick. You know he. For those of you who, you know, follow what's going on in the sports broadcasting game, you know he and Stephen A. went at it. Stephen A. said he doesn't think players fear LeBron. I said the same thing. I don't think players fear LeBron. And here's what JJ Ray, do we have sound or do I need to just read it? We have sound. Here he is.
LeBron has grown up in a different age than Michael Jordan did. LeBron has grown up in an age where everybody has a microphone. Everybody has a Twitter account. There's 24/7 news cycle. We collectively as a society have damn near tried everything to somehow discredit or dismantle LeBron's legacy. And all that guy has done is win, break records, build enterprises, build schools. There's certainly a level of respect, but for the fear factor, if you get into a playoff series with LeBron, if you're prepping to play LeBron, you're certainly fearful of who he is as a player. Physically, I took a charge on LeBron my fifth year in Orlando. I caught his spin move perfectly. I ended up with 11 stitches under my eye. And I was standing there knowing he was going to make that spin move. And was I standing there in fear? Absolutely. Absolutely I was.
Well, yeah. In that instance, if I'm taking a charge on a play, the J.J. Redick's what? Was he 6'4 guard? Of course he's going to be fearful in that moment. Credit to him,
right.
He took the charge.
That's a different
twice
that,
as big
that's
as
fearful.
Right.
That, Chris, that's
right.
That's his idea of fearful of LeBron.
Yeah, that's totally. I mean, Shaq. You know what I mean? Any huge guy,
any big guy, LeBron right. could run you over. I mean, if, yeah,
absolutely.
That part.
But I bet Isaiah Stewart would spark fear in him if he was coming down full speed and J.J. Redick had to take a charge on him. That's not the good logic. Rob, I said this on First Things First. I was talking to a former player, all-star perimeter player, who played against LeBron and Kobe. And he told me, we're just talking off the record. He said he had great respect for LeBron and Kobe. Both of them are awesome, according to him, and all of us. And he said, look, the difference in going against LeBron and going against Kobe was that it was like the difference in fighting Floyd Mayweather and Mike Tyson. He was like, you know, they're both so great, you're going to lose. They're going to beat you. But if you fight Floyd Mayweather, you know, he's going to beat you because he's excellent, but it's not really going to be that painful, you know? Right. And if you fight Mike Tyson, it's going to be painful. He said, LeBron is so great. He was going to beat you, but it wasn't going to be that painful. Whereas Kobe was going for your jugular every play, and it was going to hurt when he beat you. Now, he wasn't saying Kobe's better than LeBron, and I think that's a good metaphor he used or analogy. And I think, look, Floyd Mayweather historically is a better fighter than Mike Tyson. And so it's not about who's better. But I think LeBron's style of play, when you're guarding a guy that's going to try to score on you 90% of the time,
totally.
Michael Jordan, Kobe, right? Every time they're coming at you and they got the skills to do it, that is a lot more frightening than guarding a guy who, yeah, he's going to score and he's going to do his thing, but he's also looking to pass, get others involved, you know? And that's the – look, Magic Johnson's better than Steph Curry. But it would be more harrowing, I think, to guard Steph Curry. You got to chase him around. He's shooting a ball a ton. Then Magic, who's going to get guys involved, passing the ball into Kareem in the post and all of that. So to me – it's more of a stylistic thing than like, oh, LeBron's not great.
Right.
Everybody knows he's
great. That's not it. And the other thing, too, is like, this is what kills me. So we get how the news cycle and stuff has changed, Chris, right? We're all
right.
into it. Yes,
right.
We get
absolutely.
That. But also, like, the accolades and all the good stuff he does is also magnified and also put out there.
Right.
So it is both sides. Michael
right.
Jordan didn't have all that either. I mean, like the positive or the good stuff, like you didn't even hear about most of the stuff, right?
Right.
People, Chris, we didn't have enough room in the newspaper to write every time somebody went to visit kids in the hospital. You might write one feature about what he's doing, but that wasn't everyday news.
Well, and look, and to LeBron's credit and his team, LeBron has done a great job of using, whether it's traditional media or social media,
right.
to promote what he does. When he opened his school in Akron, and I've been to the school, I've talked to people there that run the school. It's a great, absolutely great thing LeBron is doing there. But they're not the first guy to open a school.
Thank you.
Jalen Rose has a school. David Robinson had a school. Remember down Carver Academy, I think it was called?
And that's not to knock LeBron, but don't make it like he's just done something that nobody's ever done. Jalen Rose has a very successful school, Chris, in Detroit.
And again, credit to LeBron, but that also, Rob, to your point, that's a positive way to use the technology today.
Right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, JJ's trying to say, well, you know, you don't have all that. Yeah, but on the positive side, too, it's worked in his advantage as well. You know why? Chris, he can put his own message out
where
Michael Jordan couldn't put his own message out back in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
No, you had to be in the New York Times or the Chicago Sun-Times or the Chicago Tribune. Those were the only places you could get your story out.
Yeah, and I also think, JJ, when he says we've done everything to dismantle LeBron's legacy, that's not true. Look, there are people out there that aren't LeBron fans. We know that. LeBron's
and
got,
there are plenty
of
LeBron memes
out
there.
And then there's plenty of people that love him. I don't think – now, yeah, okay, some people may have an ulterior motive. But a lot of people are just calling it like they see it.
100%.
And I've said it, Rob. Today's athletes, without question, I don't know if you disagree or not, but I feel strongly today's athletes, without question, are under more scrutiny than any athletes in American history and probably world history. And it's because, Rob, you know this, there weren't always national radio shows like this. There certainly weren't always national television debate shows every single day, every single weekday, where every little thing that a player, LeBron and others, he gets it more because he's such a great superstar, but these players, everything they say or do is scrutinized to the nth degree. And then social media blows it up even more. So I get all that. And I do. I mean, it would have been interesting to see a Michael Jordan, a Magic Johnson, a Larry Bird, a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, in the O.J. Simpson, in these. And I know it went south of him, you know, after his career. But I mean during your career. Like, it would have been interesting to see how these guys handled that.
Or
some of them, it might not have gone so well. I don't know.
When Michael went down to Atlantic City during the playoffs, there might have been 1,000 pictures of him taken.
Absolutely. Right.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
And Michael hanging out and Michael going to clubs and all that. So there's a lot of other stuff as well. I get this. I think it works both sides. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I get what Jay, of course. I mean, the scrutiny is more than ever. But I don't think, I mean, again, a handful of people out there, sure. I don't think, though, there are people, like, the phrase, we've done everything we can to discredit and dismantle LeBron's legacy, I don't agree with that.
No, because this is where people are. They think, if you're not on board, Chris, you're a hater.
Right.
No. If you ask me who's the better player, I'm going to tell you Michael Jordan and give you the reasons why. In making my case, I have to give you the negatives about LeBron.
Right.
That's how
it
you make the case.
Mean you hate LeBron.
Oh, I don't think he's
like
a good
LeBron
player.
A lot. I've done several stories
I've said
over
he's
the years
number
with
two
LeBron.
On my list.
Right.
How could that be that I hate him?
Right. If you can think Michael Jordan's better and still like LeBron and I mean, like you said, you got him second, I got him second. And how's that hating? It's not
hating
at all.
It doesn't make sense to me. Right. It doesn't make sense.
And vice versa. You can think LeBron's the GOAT and not be a Michael Jordan hater.
Exactly. And Scottie Pippen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Pippen's I don't know if Pippen's a hater or not. I bet you, Rob, I bet you he's talked to Michael Jordan within the last month.
I say no.
And I bet you it was all good. I bet he didn't, you know, I bet it was good. Honestly.
I don't think so. I think Michael hold a grudge, man. This late in the game and all they've been through, for him to be doing that to sell a book, man, how much you need? How much do you need for the book? Because Mike could probably give him more than he'll make on that book, Chris, to be honest. I'm dead serious.
Right.
How much do you
look,
need?
Michael showed him The Last Dance before it went public. And he was good with it. That's my point. Like, now all of a sudden he got an issue? You saw it, and you were cool with it. So I don't know if when he talks to Michael, it's a different story. You know what I mean? And then when he's not talking to him, he's bold and brash. But, you know, whatever. But all right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is J.J. Redick wrong or right when he says that people go out of their way to dismantle LeBron's legacy? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Little Shirley Caesar up here on a Worship Wednesday coming to you
Shirley
live.
Shirley Caesar, my.
Isn't that Shirley Caesar, Rob, Alex?
It sure is.
Only reason I know this is I heard this today. And they said it was Shirley Caesar. I love Shirley Caesar. All right, we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. That's our special Thanksgiving Worship Wednesday song, courtesy of the Alex. Right,
there we go.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Do you think that J.J. Redick is right and people are purposely, like a ton of people, I mean, right, half of society is trying to dismantle LeBron's legacy?
Let's get there with Tim in Ontario, California. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Couple. What's up?
What's up, man?
Man, I'm good, man. This is a great discussion. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Is it whole society when LeBron James choked in the finals? Was Jason Terry fearful of LeBron when he guarded him in a post and LeBron couldn't score on Jason Terry?
There you go.
J.J. Barea, did
they just melt down, right, and go like, oh, my God, I can't play against LeBron?
Right.
Exactly. Was it also society that made LeBron criticize someone else for speaking out on human rights situation? Was that also society? Like, it's the things that LeBron stepped into as well. It's the gift and the curse of the coverage and the spectacle of
people,
LeBron.
Everything is magnified, but people aren't making up things.
Right.
And, exactly.
And if you want to take on that mantle,
to what he's done or said.
If you want to take on that mantle, it comes with it, Chris. Everybody, you know, this is a polarizing society. People just...
No doubt.
People aren't in lockstep. This ain't...
Well, and that's where things are so different. Like, I mean, we've probably, I would say we've always, maybe this is an overstatement, but we've always had this type of variance of opinions, but not nearly. I mean, everybody didn't have a voice.
It's different now.
Everybody's got a voice.
Right.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. People back in the day didn't have a voice.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Happy Thanksgiving.
What's up, man? Been a while. Happy
you
Thanksgiving.
Too.
Yes, indeed. I had to get my one call in on this topic, and thank you so much. But I think J.J. Redick is onto something in terms of people being hypercritical of LeBron James, and I believe it's Michael Jordan's lasting legacy that plays a big factor. Yes, Michael Jordan left the court, you know, well over a decade, but the fact that he is still such a huge cultural icon because of his brand, I think people are reticent to recognize LeBron's achievements in terms of longevity, that he will surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as the all-time leading scorer, that he is vocal out front, which Michael, that wasn't necessarily his way of doing.
Yeah, but I got to stop you. But there's one difference. There's just one difference. Andre, and you can't ignore the elephant in the room, is that Michael never lost, and LeBron's lost the most of any former. And I just think when you throw those other things, I get all the stats and all that. That to me, Chris, is what's the difference between Michael. If LeBron was 6-0 with all the other stuff, Chris, and you put them up against each other with all the stats and numbers, people would pick LeBron.
Longevity is going to have more numbers. There's no doubt.
Right.
I would say this to Andre. People, I think you could make the same argument about Steph Curry. Now, he's not as talked about as LeBron, as great and popular as Steph is. He's not the face of the NBA right now like LeBron is, but they got a, you got a contingent out there to discredit Steph Curry, Rob. So
who would that be? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, there you go. Like, but real, you know, so I just think it comes with the territory today. And, you know, that's kind of what I would say. And I agree with Andre that, look, following a Michael Jordan, yeah, it's tough. And following a LeBron James is going to be tough.
But when we talk about it, Chris,
following the great players, you're always compared to the great players of yesteryear. Rob, you say it all the time. When Michael Jordan wasn't winning, yes, what were people throwing in his face? Bird, Magic.
They used to do it and said that, oh, yeah, well, he's a great dunker and he could score, but he doesn't make anybody better.
Right.
He can't win. I remember those columns, Chris. I remember those conversations that Michael wasn't a winner. People are acting like that Mike wasn't criticized or talked bad about through his first 7 years when he didn't win. How many times did he walk off the court against Detroit, right, with his head down? Like, it happened.
Absolutely. All right, we got Darren Smith, host of The Ship with Darren Smith on Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, Darren Smith, host of The Ship with Darren Smith on Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City. What's up, brother? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Hey, thank you all for having me back on. It's great talking to you.
Yeah, man, great to have you. And let's get right to it. The Chiefs, they've won their last four games. Are they back?
Defensively, yes, they're back. What they did, what they were able to do.
Beyond where they've been in a long time. At least these last four games.
Yeah, you know, going from trash to riches is something that we don't see too often here in Kansas City. But the fact that they've overcome, if everyone remembers when they got thrashed and mollywopped against the Tennessee Titans, Kansas City folks weren't sure whether or not the Chiefs would go 0-4 over their next four games with the Giants, Green Bay, obviously the Raiders.
Really?
And then, of course,
they didn't think
they'd
beat the Giants? Really?
Yeah, seriously. No, I mean, no, there was talk. I mean, and then when you look at how they struggled to beat them, or at least to hold on to the victory, I mean, there were a lot of talk about whether or not Kansas City would actually be back to where they were. And the fact that they were able to do it methodically, obviously the big win over Las Vegas, in the manner in which they did it, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, no sacks, anything like that. They felt that offensively they were right back into things, but it had to be, well, let's see what you do against a good team that has everything going for them. Now, granted, they were without Amari Cooper and then Gregory ended up being out, but still, you still had Dak Prescott. You still had a good offense and Michael Parsons and Trayvon Diggs on the defense side of football. Kansas City defensively being able to keep them out of the end zone and offensively doing just enough to score what they need to score in the first half to beat them. I'd say Kansas City's back, especially when you look at the second half of their schedule coming up after the bye.
How about Patrick Mahomes? How is he? I know he had the 1 5-touchdown game, but look at the other games sandwiched around that, and no touchdowns this past week against Dallas. What do you make of him and where he is?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say he's broken anything like that. I just think that, you know, with the play calling and what they were able to do against the Dallas Cowboys, I think it's still in the back of his head that he doesn't want to try to put himself in a situation where he's creating turnovers and relying on the defense. Now, the defense has stepped up and can't take nothing away about that. I do believe that the bye couldn't have come at a better time. Obviously, you know, you get a chance. He had his foundation charitable event last night. So now he gets a chance to kind of rest, relax, get healthy if he's not as healthy as he should be, and kind of get his mind right going back into the Denver game in a couple of weeks. So I would just say that as of right now, the bye couldn't come at a better time where they can try to work out all the kinks and then obviously get a chance to watch a lot of football so they can see where they stand at once they get back on the field on December 5th.
What do you think turned the defense around? I mean, I know they made some personnel changes. Sorensen's not getting as much time as he was before. What do you think turned this defense? I mean, you said it. They were trash, absolute trash early in the season. And they've been the best defense statistically in terms of points allowed. in the league over the last month?
Two things. One, let's not overlook the fact that, yes, they did bench Daniel Sorensen. That was very big because quarterbacks would key in on him and go after him. So
right. That,
I mean, it's not as big as what's been going on, and that is the health of the players on defense. Bringing in Melvin Ingram, allowing Chris Jones to move back to the inside as a D tackle. You know, look, that's the way for Kansas City and the Chiefs coaching staff to kind of right their wrong. They're not ever going to admit it because they'll say that Chris Jones is playing both inside and outside. But Melvin Ingram coming in and moving Chris Jones back inside, and the health. Defensively, they are healthy now with Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Anthony Hitchens, Tyron Matthews. Everybody is playing well. You know, obviously you get some bumps and bruises, Tre'Davious Ward. But, you know, the outside player Ward and Snead has been spectacular during this four-and-a-half-game streak.
Okay. How about some of the competition? You know, they beat the Green Bay Packers without Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Beat the Giants. I'm trying to think of some other. They just fired
Las Vegas is emotionally wrecked. I mean,
they beat the Giants, who just fired the offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett, right? And I can't remember who's the other. What's the other win?
With Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, and Dallas, right.
With several players in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I still think I probably need to see a little bit more, but obviously you win four in a row where they were, and they were in a bad place. Is there a fear factor or not as much? Like, have they come off their perch a little bit? I'm not saying that they can't win or make a run, but people, I think that they've played them differently to shut down Hill, and also Mahomes looks a little more, you know, mortal than he did before. Have they lost that invincibility that they once had?
No, and to be quite honest, Rob, what they'll tell you now, and Patrick finally acknowledged it in the game against the Dallas Cowboys, against Vegas, is that they are finally allowing themselves to take what the defense gives them. Obviously, the defense right. are trying to play too high to where Tyreek doesn't beat them deep. So,
right.
So I mean, they'll give the Chiefs anything underneath and let them do it. And so, finally, after so many weeks, they finally accepted what they're doing now. Andy Reid, to his credit or to his ever dying day, that no matter how well and effectively they're running the football, and you saw what Clyde Edwards-Helaire did his first game back in the first right. half against the Cowboys, he will still continue to pass the ball. So they can rush for 100-plus yards like they did Sunday, and he'll still have Patrick throw for almost 40 attempts. So at the end of the day, the Chiefs are allowing, and the offense and the coaching staff is allowing to finally – take what the defense is giving them and methodically marching down the field instead of trying to look for the big home run play all the time.
Well, I think, Darren, theoretically, they could – I mean, I don't think they're fully back yet. The offense isn't back where I believe it wants to be. And it may look different than it has the past 3 years. It probably will. But I actually think if they get it all together, they could be better than they've been the last 3 years. Because now taking what the defense gives you, going underneath, they're eating up more clock, and that helps the defense, right? And then eventually the big plays will open up because the defense is going to have to react to you taking the stuff underneath. And you mentioned Edwards-Helaire in the run game. So I think as they work out these kinks, if they're able to, they could be a better version of what they've been the last couple of years.
Chris, one thing I do want to point out, and that's something that we weren't able to say, you know, the first half of this year when we talked about the defense and how bad they played. They're getting pressure on the quarterback and they're forcing turnovers. That's something that it was hard to say. And, of course, that helps because the players are healthy and you got everybody playing in their positions that they're doing. So, Spags, because the players are healthy, they can get after the quarterback in the manner in which you want to. I mean, you know, look, we were wondering, obviously, are they going to blitz Dak and Dak with his receivers, but look, they went all out, and so that's a key that I don't want to have overlooked while the Chiefs are playing well, is the fact that the defense, again, with they've been healthy, they've been able to get after the quarterback, get pressure out there, along with force the turnovers, which gives the Chiefs extra possessions as well, and the offense has capitalized
right.
on it.
Okay. All right, that's our man Darren Smith, host of The Ship with Darren Smith, in Kansas City, Sports Radio 810. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate it.
That's
happy
right.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Likewise. To you and your family. And don't spill any barbecue sauce on that suit, okay?
You
right.
No problem.
Barbecue sauce. Ain't no need for barbecue sauce on Thanksgiving, even in Kansas City. All right, call your bookies. We're taking a trip out to Shekel City. It's a little ravaged lately, but it'll get back on its feet.
Have you ever heard of redemption?
All right, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Worship Wednesday, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's all right. Shekel City, you know, you can't pick them right every night. It's impossible. I wouldn't be doing this radio show.
How about every blue moon?
Shekel City, of course, is not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be at some point.
It sure
yes.
will be at this rate, especially.
All right, last night, 1-2. I did get the Knicks over the Lakers. They did cover in that game, the Knicks. But tonight, I'm going with the Bulls -9.5 at the Rockets. The Rockets are just god-awful. Bulls coming off a bad loss, so I think they'll rebound. How about the Hawks -3.5? They're playing better, Chris, against the Spurs in San Antonio. Spurs not that good. And I don't know the details, but the Wizards -4 at the Pelicans. So I'm going with all the road teams who are favorites against some pretty bad teams in the NBA. These might be the three worst teams, the Rockets, Spurs, and Pelicans. So there you go, Shekel City. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on. And I'm feeling real good about tonight. I hit the number today in the California lottery, the three-digit number. So
Did
I'm
you?
Feeling good, yeah. So I'm feeling good like maybe, just maybe, I got some good mojo for this holiday weekend coming up.
Doubtful, but hey, whatever helps you sleep at night. All right, Rob.
You're a negative Nelly, my goodness.
No, I keep it real, Rob. I love you, but I'm going to keep it real, just like you say about all these athletes. No, we got you remember, Rob, a week or so ago when Rex Ryan, the former coach of the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills, and he did a good job with the Jets. Now, it fizzled, you know, his last
Buffalo,
several years
it didn't go well, right?
Buffalo, it didn't go well. And his last several years with the Jets, obviously, things went south. But he got them to what, back-to-back AFC title games.
He did. So with Mark Sanchez, won 4 road playoff yep. games. I always say that, Chris. They did do that, including yep. beating the Patriots in New England 1 game.
Right. And so he was incredibly critical of the new Jets coach, or first-year Jets coach, Robert Saleh, and even made it personal. Like, don't compare this guy to me. How dare you? He's not, you know, really, you know, that
like
type of stuff.
Like he was chopped liver or something.
Yeah,
I mean, really ugly.
Like he was chopped liver and like Rex himself was Bill Parcells.
Right, like he was filet mignon.
Right, there you go. Chopped liver to filet mignon.
That's right.
And they spoke recently, I assume by telephone. Maybe it was Zoom, I don't know, but they spoke. And Rex is singing a completely, completely different tune now. Rob G, read the quote. I wish we had the sound so you could hear the emotion.
Rob G reads this, I'm just warning everybody in our listening audience that you will have a toothache after it's all done. So go ahead, Rob.
All right, here's what he said. He said on ESPN earlier this week. Quote, I reached out, talked to him. I was blown away. I thought he was super smart. And he's got a direction for this football team. I'm telling you, Jets fans, the more I talked to him, the more impressed I was with Robert Saleh. Like, I became a big fan of his.
All right, Rob, go ahead.
I just threw up in my mouth. How's that? This is why Rex has just compromised himself. You can't even buy anything that this guy says going forward. So he can get on national television and say what he says, but as soon as somebody calls him and sweet talks him, and if he could be changed by a phone conversation, Chris, what were you talking about? What possibly your evaluation was garbage, Rex? I mean, what, it doesn't make any sense.
Rob,
Chris,
what could he have said on the phone that turned Rex into
He
like,
said, please don't rip me, my family, my kids. I'm trying to do the best that I can, man. We're brotherhood. We're all coaches. We all came through the same thing. Don't do this to me. You're going to put me in a bad spot. I worked my whole life for a chance to be a head coach in the NFL. And you, what you're saying on TV is just underwriting me. Don't do it. Can you take it back?
How about that? I doubt that's what he said. But that was a great impression or whatever you want to call it. That was good. Yeah, but I hear you, Rob. And look, I get, you know how it is. You talk to him, you cleared the air, and you're good now. Okay, cool. But Rex was gushing to the point that, Rob, it is hard to imagine that the next time Rex talks about the Jets, and he doesn't have to, it's not like it's all about just criticizing guys, but if it's deserved, then you got to criticize.
Yes.
And the way Rex was talking, you wonder. And if the Jets lose their next three games, is and he goes up there and like, hey, Robert Saleh's got him in the right place. They're just not getting it done right now, but it's not his fault. Like, that's what you're almost expecting to hear. And this is where reporters are different. Rob, we met when we covered teams. We met with the coaches and players every single day.
Every day you're in their faces.
Yes.
Every day. And you'd have to write some stuff about.
And they're selling their spiel.
Yep.
Right? They're giving their spin. They're working the media. When you first get on the beat and even at times when you, you know, as you continue on the beat, you typically go out to lunch a lot of times with the coach, right, to meet him and you talk. They're trying to get you on their side. I don't blame them. But you got to be able to say, I'm going to remain objective.
And if it's good, I'm going to tell you it's good. And
right.
If it's bad, I'm going to tell you it's bad. And real quick, Chris, it's like the Tim Tebow thing. People, Tim Tebow could be a nice guy. Everybody likes the guy. You can't fudge the facts, like about
right.
his playing as a quarterback.
Absolutely. All right, 2 hours left. I can block it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.